Does your business specialize in kitchen and bath remodeling? Studio 41 is your complete kitchen and bath resource, now featuring the bold look of Kohler. We work with you, providing the service and support to help you get the job done right. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Joe Sheehan on Cubs, Sox, and MLB in a minute on The Score.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious, because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making this 25th anniversary season so special. Thank you, and see you in October. The White Sox will try to avoid a season series sweep at the hands of the Nationals, a Manny Banuelos, Patrick Corbin pitching matchup tonight. Lucas Giolito has a 2.28 ERA and a 2.46 FIP in his age 24 season. Washington GM Mike Rizzo sent Giolito to the Sox in 2016.
No mixed feelings. Couldn't be happier for Lucas. What a great gentleman he is, a great young kid. You know, we took a calculated risk, drafted him 16th, knowing that he was going to need Tommy John and miss a year and a half or so. But this kid worked diligently down in Florida for us, rehabbing. You know how lonely that time gets. You're down there by yourself and just grinding away day after day. And this kid deserves everything he's got.
Mike Rizzo on the Mully and Haw Show. The entire interview on 670thescore.com. Cubs hurler Jose Quintana has allowed 7 of 8 home runs on the road. Quintana has to deal with the thin air of Coors Field tonight. A 7:40 first pitch on The Score. Joe Maddon on the Lawrence Holmes Show at noon. And Kevin Durant will have an MRI today, but all signs point to a torn Achilles. Toronto leads Golden State in the NBA Finals 3-2. This update was brought to you by Door Systems. Call 1-800-THE-DOOR. And on June 18th, come out to Gallagher Way to celebrate the start of the Wintrust Crosstown Series. 670 The Score will be broadcasting live from 9 a.m. until first pitch at 7:05. Brought to you by Wintrust, presenting sponsor of the Wintrust Crosstown Series. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. The next game on The Score tonight when the Cubs take on the Rockies at 7:05 on The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Lakeside Bank.
Joe Sheehan.
I don't know if you read what Joe Sheehan wrote.
I did.
Baseball America, SI, and the Joe Sheehan newsletter.
Into right center, back of the warning track, the wall, it is gone!
He writes what Dan reads.
Reading is good.
Joe Sheehan with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Joe Sheehan is on Twitter at @Joe_Sheehan. Sheehan writes for Baseball America and Sports Illustrated, and he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. What's happening, Joe? How are you?
Pretty good, guys. Heading out to the stadium tonight to catch the second game of this day-night doubleheader. I got to check to see. I'm not sure how they shuffled the pitching, but I think I'm getting James Paxton, which should be fun.
Ooh, yeah. That'll be a very fun little game.
It was Yu Darvish on the mound for a very Coorsy game last night between the Cubs and the Rockies. The Cubs are bad on the road. They're a good team. They're a great team at home. The Cubs are 24-11 at home, 13-17 on the road. And I guess in a general sense, the idea of home field advantage in baseball is kind of strange. It's not like other sports. It doesn't really correlate to victory opportunity or chances much as other sports. In your knowledge, Joe, to the best of your experience, are there reasons why some teams are better or worse on the road outside of wacky park factors?
Yeah, I was going to say, the Rockies, I think, have the largest home field advantage in history, but that's the special circumstances of Coors Field. There are cases in history where teams were overly built to their home park. You think about the Red Sox not having left-handed pitching in Fenway. You think about the Cubs having a lot of power in Wrigley Field back in the day. You don't see that as much anymore. I think just we have better information, and we understand that mapping your team to your home park, think about those turf teams for Whitey Herzog in the 80s. You just don't see as much of that anymore. The parks aren't as different as they used to be. I mean, you just don't have a situation where there's the Astrodome here and Fenway Park here. You just there aren't the disparity of ballparks there used to be. The absence of turf has really changed, you know, building your team to a park. And even, I understand the numbers you're throwing out here, but over, you know, 40% of a season, home road splits are air. They're completely meaningless.
So since we've talked last, though we talked a lot about Craig Kimbrell when we last spoke, the Cubs have acquired him. They seem fit to add more bullpen help to the back end, perhaps. What would be on your wish list for them at this point, knowing that Kimbrell will at some point be closing games and getting the final three?
The one thing I think they've been missing the last couple of years, you know, since basically, you know, they traded for Chapman. Of course, Chapman went to free agency, is the power lefty. You know, Kyle Ryan, since that early bump, you know, really bad start, if I remember correctly, like the first week of the season, he's been reasonably effective. They have all of these one-inning right-handers and Kinsler and Cishek and Strope and Edwards, and Kimbrell's just going to add to that. Now, Montgomery's been good in that multiple-inning role, and he's not really a power guy. He's really a go-through-the-lineup-once, get-ground-balls type. But some fire-breathing left-hander, you know, somebody from that Will Smith class. Now, Smith is probably going to be priced as a closer, so I'm not sure if you're necessarily going to want to be able to go out and get him. But something, some hard, fire-breathing left-hander. Like, if you look at last night, somebody to face Ryan McMahon in that situation. I think that's the one thing that I'd probably go out, because they've got a million right-handers. And they're all kind of, they're not cut from the same cloth. You know, some get grounders, some get strikeouts, but they've got plenty of those. But some fire-breathing lefty would be the one thing I'd probably go look for.
What does the early bifurcation of the standings across the board in both leagues mean for the remaining baseball? What does it mean for the trade market when we've got, you know, it's the middle of June, not even, and Minnesota's up 10.5, Houston's up 9, the Dodgers are up 10.5. I mean, it's really crazy to see some this sort of bifurcate this early.
Yeah, well, the National League's a little more competitive. I think it's 10 or 11 teams have a shot at the playoffs. The AL's ridiculous. There are 5 playoff spots, and right now only 6 teams have better than a 10% chance at them. That's just not entertaining. And I'm somebody who defends baseball's competitive balance, but the American League has gotten a little bit out of control. The problem is the bad teams don't have a lot of talent to trade. The bad teams are bad because they're bad. If I could borrow from the only rule that has to work.
That's
guys.
Some analysis there.
Yeah. I know. It's great to come on every week and talk to you guys. that's the thing. I mean, if you look at it, I feel like the Giants are going to run the trade deadline. Madison Bumgarner. Well, I guess Max Muncy is responsible for trading him now. Mm-hmm. But you look at the bullpen they have: Will Smith, Mark Melanson, Tony Watson. They can actually trade 3 relievers and still actually have a pretty good bullpen. But I mean, the bad teams are, you know, the Marlins, I guess, Jose Urania. I guess if somebody wants Starlin Castro. You look at the Mariners, I mean, they just signed Wade LeBlanc. I don't think they're going to put him on the market. The Royals, yes, if Danny Duffy can string together 4 good starts. But really, the bad teams don't have the trade value that they might have in other seasons. And that's the bifurcation. That's the choice. That's the 8 teams, 9 teams, 10 teams going into a rebuild. I think some of the interesting calls will be on the margins. The Padres are 33-33. They're not supposed to contend this year. They're certainly not going to win the division. But if they're 47-47 in the middle of July, can they reasonably go to their fans and say, "Yeah, we're gonna trade"? I mean, I don't need to tell Sox fans how frustrating it is when your team is 3 games out of first place and decides to rebuild.
Is Madison Bumgarner back to being Madison Bumgarner from your perspective? Because a lot of Cubs fans would be worried if a team like, oh, I don't know, say the Brewers, snagged him for their starting rotation.
No, he hasn't been that guy for 4 or 5 years now. If you look at, there's a real jump in his loss of effectiveness after 2016. He had the non-throwing injury in 2017, the motorcycle accident, 3.95 FIP. Mm-hmm. Last year, missed about 40% of the season, 3.99 FIP. This year, he's made every start, but it's a 3.88 FIP. He is right now a number three starter. I think we're always going to associate him with that run in 2014 with the five shutout innings in Game 7 of the World Series, and you can never take any of that away from him. But he hasn't been a number one type starter in 3 years now, and there's not a whole lot of reason to believe he's going to get back to that level. His performance level at this point is that of a and I'll give him credit for, like I say, he looks like he's healthy again. So say he'll give you the innings and be a number two slash number three. I'm trying to think if there's a team that he'd be the number one on, like a contending type team. And I don't think so. But there are a lot of teams right now who could use a pitcher like that to bolster the rotation. Effectively, like signing Dallas Keuchel for the rest of the season is equivalent to trading for Madison Bumgarner.
You mentioned the White Sox, and we saw a massive home run from Eloy Jimenez, and we see these occasional bursts of power. We're also seeing a guy who is not playing very well. We know that defense is not going to be his specialty, but the slash line for Jimenez now is 230, 278, 421. That's average on base and slugging, and has weighted runs created plus is 14 points underwater at just 86. As a prospect, we were told, and we know from what he was doing at other levels, high contact, high power, and we're not really seeing it. Do you know why?
He's 22. I think we've been spoiled in the last decade or so. Guys like Trout, Harper, Soto, all these players come to the majors and hit. And even on his own team, I mean, you know, look at Yoan Moncada, who was getting killed last year. I think we have to give these guys a little more breath than we do. Eloy Jimenez has 160 Major League plate appearances, and it's not that unusual to see a player come to the majors at 22 and not be able to manage the strike zone. And really, that's what we're talking about here, guys. This is a player who I expect to come to the majors and be 27% strikeout rate, but have a 9-10% walk rate, and the latter of those hasn't been there. He's walked nine times. He's walking about once a week. And that's just not what I expected for him as a hitter. And I think that's the kind of thing that you adjust to in the majors, get used to major league stuff, get used to major league velocity. I'm still a big believer in Eloy's talent. As you mentioned, the game power, when he gets to his power in a game, it's incredibly impressive. I'm probably more concerned about the defense only because when you're 22, you're supposed to have the athleticism to at least fake it in the outfield. And from what I've seen, and I'm not telling you I'm watching 100 innings a week of Eloy Jimenez in the outfield, he just looks like a DH. And I don't think that's who he's going to. I think he should be a better defender than that, but he's been sloppy. He's been awkward. I'd like to see him, you know, show a little better than that over the next 800 innings in the outfield, because he's too young for you to say, okay, we'll just play him at DH. They need to get 5-6 years of him out of the outfield before you start worrying about moving him.
Speaking of defense, Dan and I were obsessing some over Baseball Savant's new stat, the jump rates for outfielders. I don't know if you've dug into this much, but what it seems to be, at least as best I can do it, it's the first 3 seconds of an outfielder's route to the baseball and how much ground they cover. They've got all sorts of new cameras measuring these guys. Is this, in your mind, like, you know, new frontier for measuring defense? Is this going to fix some of the UZR issues that we've had for a little while? Or, you know, where are we at with these new measurements?
I think it starts to break down what we're actually seeing these guys do. And the thing I've always wanted is reaction time, and they folded reaction time into jump. I think reaction time is going to be an incredibly important measure when we talk about infielders. They're just doing it for outfielders now. But how quickly do you react to the ball? If you watch a, quote, great play, a web gem, if you watch it from start to finish, you'll often see that it begins with the defender breaking the wrong way or hesitating. Mm-hmm. Like you'll sometimes get a shot of watch a game from behind home plate, and you'll see that, and the guy just stops. And then, of course, he makes the quote-unquote great play by diving at the end of it. The guy who doesn't get on the highlight reel is the one who immediately gets a jump, goes in the right direction, takes the best route, and catches the ball standing there, the Andrew Jones play. Andrew Jones never got the credit he deserved, I think, in a lot of places because he never made the diving catch, because he never had to make the diving catch. I think this metric is going to go a long way to kind of bridging the gap between the guys we think are great because they make plays at the edge, or should say at the end of a play, and the guys who are great because they make great plays at the beginning of a play.
I'm glad you brought it up because that always came up when people wouldn't trust their eyes when they were comparing defensive metrics at shortstop between Addison Russell and Javier Baez. Because everybody, Baez is just so telegenic and so brilliant and so exciting all the time that it's almost like Addison Russell was boring in how efficiently he was fielding baseballs. And people would remember like an errant throw here or there, but that was one thing that UZR for a while was getting right. It was getting right the fact that those two were comparing exactly as you described.
Right, because we're not evaluating. We're trying to move from evaluating defense based on how the player made the play to whether the player made the play. And this is an 80-year argument in baseball. I remember talking about Cal Ripken in the 80s and 90s. Cal Ripken obviously this is pre-Statcast and everything, but he was very good at positioning himself. So he was where the ball was a lot of the time. You go back, people used to talk about Joe DiMaggio. He never dove. He never had to. So this is something we've been trying to get to, and in the miracle that is the 21st century, we now get to actually measure how quick a player starts running for the baseball. I love the future, guys.
Will this help, or does this already help shorten the needed sample size to ascertain a player's defensive quality? Everybody has always said that you need so much, so many balls to figure out exactly what's going on with a guy. Or do we need more than this? Is this the first step in shortening that sample size?
Well, we need to learn how much this stuff varies. Like, we're going to need a large data set to figure out, okay, when can we become confident? When does the data stabilize? There was a big conversation online about this for hitting stats recently. You know, Saros did a piece at the Athletic. We're trying to figure out, when is this stuff real? And yes, the input data, whether it's sprint speed, whether it's exit velocity, launch angle, all of that stuff stabilizes more quickly than batting average. So having the Statcast data gets us closer to what the player is actually doing. So yeah, Connor, I do think that I will trust the Statcast information because it's measuring what the player is actually doing more quickly than I'll trust defensive run saved or any of the other metrics that we have, because the inputs, what Statcast is measuring is getting closer and closer to the real skill of defense as opposed to the outputs.
Joe, enjoy the game tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
That's Joe Sheehan. He's brought to you by Campland RV. Head on over to Campland RV for their 58th anniversary sale now through the end of June. Find great deals on RVs and campers. Campland RV. RV buying made easy. Just a short drive off I-94 in Northwest Indiana. We're the Bernstein and McKnight Show. And I guess we are calling this, as it says in front of me, the Culinary Studio.
That's correct.
Because it's the Entercom Culinary Kitchen, and we've made it into our temporary Score Studios, and they've already torn it out. Did you see that? Did you go back there?
I can't believe how quickly they ripped that whole thing apart.
We did transition with the morning show yesterday.
Yes.
Did our show in here, and then we come in today, and they've absolutely ripped it down to the studs.
It's like a gutted home. It's like Chip and Joe came through there and ripped everything out.
Can we play a game real quick?
Absolutely. I like playing games.
I'm going to reverse engineer a game we usually play, because we bring up a player sometimes, then we look at his baseball reference page and look at these statistically similar players in baseball history.
I love that game, yeah.
Okay. Now, here's what I'm going to do, because I found this interesting, and I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole here.
Yeah.
After a break, I'm going to answer this question. We're going to play Who Am I? Okay?
All right.
I'm going to test your knowledge, your awareness of baseball. All I will tell you is I am an active MLB player. This is the career slash line. My career slash line is 263, 353, 498. It's a career OPS of 851. Okay?
Okay.
You know that. Now, I'm going to give you statistically similar batters through my age.
Alrighty.
Okay? These are the most statistically similar batters to my career performance through my current age.
Leandro Barbarossa.
Not on the list. Okay, you ready?
Yes, go.
Frank Howard, Gil Hodges, Willie Stargell, Jack Clark, Mark Teixeira, Jermaine Dye, Joe Carter, Jose Canseco, Boog Powell, and Paul Konerko.
Certainly paints a particular athletic picture of that player, doesn't
it? Okay, but
big guy, can't move, probably slugs.
Yeah, you can take everything into account, but
slash line doesn't slug much.
I'm an active and still very good player.
Okay. Okay, this is good. This is a treasure hunt. This is a good detective piece.
All right, and so then you've got a couple of minutes to figure it out, and I will tell you who I am on the other side of this brief timeout on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers and the first ever Kona, taking Chicagoland by storm.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. The Royals have reportedly signed their first-round draft choice, Bobby Witt Jr. The 18-year-old from Colleyville, Texas, is considered a potential five-tool shortstop. 40 years ago, the Royals, under then-scouting director John Schuerholz, drafted a pair of legendary Hall of Famers. Unfortunately for Kansas City fans, Dan Marino and John Elway were enshrined in Canton rather than Cooperstown. Marino, a fourth-round pick, was 23-0 for Pittsburgh Central Catholic High and batted better than .500 as a shortstop. Before drafting Elway in the 18th round, the Royals brought the Granada Hills outfielder to work out with the team. He hit several booming home runs, prompting George Brett to later joke that Elway might have taken his job. Amazingly, Marino and Elway weren't the only NFL star quarterbacks Schuerholz whiffed on. Back in 1971, the Royals had drafted Steve Bartkowski and Archie Manning. I'm Boomer Esiason.
This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Now, all 12-pack soft drinks are 3 for $9.99 with card. And skincare products like Neutrogena are buy two, get third free with card. Now through 6/29/19. Get great deals on the essentials you need right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
As a designer, Studio 41 is my favorite destination for kitchen and bath. Now, even better with Premier Outlets right next door. I find top brands like Kohler, Growy, and Roll in the outlet all the time. Find the Premier Outlet near you at shopstudio41.com.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer, that's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I know how it feels to get that big white styrofoam box filled with Omaha Steaks because I have been enjoying Omaha Steaks ever since I was a little kid. We knew about it and how cool it was because I've got family in Omaha and we actually have known the family that owns Omaha Steaks for lo these many years. And you know what? Same family still running Omaha Steaks and it's still the same great feeling when that package arrives. And you say, okay, well, what's in the box? Well, Father's Day Steak Fix gift package is what you get when you go to omahasteaks.com. And you enter WSCR in the search bar. It'll redirect you right to this offer. It's usually $235. I know it sounds like a lot of money. Well, how about $59.99? Does that work? 74% off. And it is only because you're listening and because you use the code WSCR. And in that box, two tender filet mignons, two bold top sirloins, two savory pork chops, four Omaha Steaks burgers, four massive gourmet jumbo franks, four crispy chicken fried steaks, pack of all beef meatballs, four premium chicken breasts, four caramel apple tartlets for dessert, a packet of Omaha Steaks signature seasoning, and four extra Omaha Steaks burgers for free. All of that is in that box at 74% off. Omaha Steaks, family owned and operated, run by the fifth generation, best steaks and meats anywhere. Go to omahasteaks.com. On the main page, in the search bar, type WSCR.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install windows, heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car. Ooh, baby. It's gonna be okay. My agent's gonna help me.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's the things vets care about, benefits and employment. It's women's issues and everything from happy hour to firepower. If it affects vets, it's on ConnectingVets.com. Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coastie, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other, and now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coastie, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other, and now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. It's military news and issues that affect your wallet. It's women's issues and vets who are raising the bar and accomplishing the impossible. Whether you're an operator, a pogue, a fobbit, or an Airedale, the place that speaks your language is ConnectingVets.com.
The Score celebrates Father's Day. Here's Connor McKnight.
So when I was a kid, we lived up in the burbs, Evanston, in fact. And like a lot of kids coming down to watch baseball games, it was taking the train. I remember my dad would take me and my little brother, and we'd take the train together. And the train ride was as much fun as the baseball game because my dad made it fun. That was part of our day as much as the ball game was. It was a treat for the three of us to kind of, you know, as little kids, get to know the game and get to know our dad. It was a big part of my childhood. So thanks to my old man for helping me create some baseball memories when I was a kid. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there.
This Father's Day memory was brought to you by Miller High Life, who reminds you to give dad the high life this Father's Day. Join the Score promo team this Friday and win prizes at either the Jewel at 3000 Kirchhoff Road in Rolling Meadows from 3:30 p.m. until 5 p.m. or the Jewel at 217 Irving Park Road in Streamwood from 7 p.m. until 8:30 p.m.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Sponsored by Hint Water, Hint is pure, still, or sparkling water infused with a variety of fruit essences, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in your local grocery store or drinkhint.com. Hint, mouth-watering water. I gave you an assignment to figure out...
Yeah, you did.
...who am I? An active baseball player with a career slash line of 263, 353, and 498. That's an OPS of 851. And through my age, the most similar players to me happen to be a fairly star-studded list of 10. Frank Howard, Gil Hodges, Willie Stargell, Jack Clark, Mark Teixeira, Jermaine Dye, Joe Carter, Jose Canseco, Boog Powell, and Paul Konerko. And I have to tell you that we make fun of the Score text line all the time.
No, all the time. Well, they make fun of us.
Outstanding work by the text.
They nailed it.
Outstanding.
I have not looked at the text line. You
I'm
told me not to.
I'm very impressed.
I'm getting the feeling that they did their homework better than I did mine. You said an active player. Can this player be on the disabled list? I mean, like, theoretically, he could be injured at some point.
Can. I don't believe he is.
All right. Well, then that, I thought my good guess was Ryan Zimmerman. but he is on the 10-day injured list. So not Ryan Zimmerman.
It is not Ryan Zimmerman, although now I will be interested to see if there's any crossover with some of these names on his list.
The collected athleticism of your list, you know, with guys like Paul Konerko and Jose Canseco and all these dudes, it made me think of Daniel Murphy, but it's not Daniel Murphy. I know it's not Daniel Murphy because he carries a higher career average
than
the 263, I would bet.
Let me give you, at the moment, I am 35 years old.
Nelson Cruz.
No.
No, really? I thought.
No, excuse me. Excuse me, 36. I apologize.
I thought I could narrow this down with
36. I am also leading the American League in a certain statistical category. I am the American League home run leader.
Oh my God. Really?
Yes.
Really?
Really.
Well, that is just crazy. Edwin Encarnacion.
Indeed. Edwin Encarnacion, who just hit his 400th MLB home run, who is leading the American League with 20 home runs at age 36 for Seattle, with a current slash line of .245, .356, .532. Is currently at an .888 OPS above his career number there, a .140 OPS plus. That is who I am.
Do you know what Edwin Encarnacion makes me think of all the time? And there's no reason for us to have this in the vault, but I know that it happened. I was watching the game. When Edwin was on the Reds, right, coming up as a mm-hmm. younger-ish player, as a third baseman who really didn't need a glove because he didn't use it all that often, he comes up in a down one situation in the ninth, right, on a home game for the Reds, and Rick Sutcliffe is broadcasting this thing. You know, it was when he was doing some of his stuff there for local broadcast. So this is a while ago, but he does his typical red ass thing where he's like, oh, Edwin's up here. He's not the kind of competitive at bat that you're going to see win this ball game. You just need Edwin to work himself a walk or something like that. And he, as a home broadcaster, is like handing it to Edwin Encarnacion, because there were some stories about him when he was a Red about not being all that interested in baseball in general. But there he is, Sutcliffe giving him hell. Next pitch, walk-off shot by Edwin Encarnacion, and Sutcliffe is silent the entire time that Edwin's walking around the bases. It was great.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, the Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves. I'd like to thank their loyal fans for making the 25th anniversary so special. Thank you, and see you in October.
So you mentioned to me the new stat that Baseball Savant has put out. We talked about it with Joe Sheehan some. And, you know, before we get to the midway in a little bit, and then we've got Mark Deeks at 11, we can circle back into the NBA and all of the ripple effects that are going to happen from Kevin Durant's injury. I wanted to get into a little bit this new stat, this idea that cameras inside the ballpark are now going to, and this isn't, For those of you who are immediately like, oh, no more stats. I don't need more stats.
It's not really a stat.
It's not a stat.
It's a measurement of something that's actually happening. It's not a statistic, really.
This is my favorite part of the new advanced way that we're watching baseball. It is taking the scout's eye and just measuring what he or she is seeing. It's the best part of it. It's doing all the things that these old crusty scouts back in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s, all the way up until Moneyball in 2003, when things really started to change and quickly. But it's taking all this old scout knowledge and going, okay, we know that scouts think that jump matters. Baseball fans know that.
Well, we know it does.
Of course. So now these scouts go out and they try and find these outfielders, because that's what we're measuring right now, outfielders, and just how quickly they move and how much ground they cover once a fly ball is hit to them. So by making the better route happen, by covering more ground in the first 3 seconds, which is what this new StatCast jump metric is, you now take the scout, the dude who's on the backfield at Texas Abilene or something like that, and trying
Abilene.
To find that. Yeah,
only you call it.
I gave it to you for that. So you're having that scout out there and going through those distances, and now he gets to take that, not yet, but he'll take that distance back and go, you know, I thought I saw something here, and here's that number. It's, you know, whatever feet in 3 seconds, this dude can go get him.
This is the jump measurement according to Baseball Savant, which is at baseballsavant.mlb.com/jump. Go ahead. It is 0 to 3 seconds, feet covered in the correct direction. There are three components of it. Reaction, that's 0 to 1.5 seconds
mm-hmm.
of feet covered in any direction. Burst, which is 1.6 to 3 seconds of feet covered in any direction. And then both of those are measured against the route that's taken from 0 to 3, feet covered against the direct route to the ball. So it is how quickly you go somewhere,
yeah,
and then how quickly it's the right somewhere.
So
the extent to which it's the right somewhere.
You have the leaderboard up.
I do. Let me ask you, who do you think is the highest rated White Sox outfielder in jump?
You know, I happen
and to... I will tell you, he's third in MLB.
I know this because it's been on White Sox Twitter for the last, I don't know, 24 hours since this thing came out. And I got to tell you, I was there in 16 when this guy came up and started playing a whole lot of outfield. I watched it happen. The degree to which he must have gotten better is astounding. It's a testament to everybody who's worked with him in the outfield, his own athleticism, his want to, because for 2 years, this guy was not a good outfielder. And now, apparently, he's really got things figured out.
Leury García is third in MLB at 2 feet better than average in his jump.
Good on him.
It doesn't sound like a lot, but that's 2 feet better in the first 3 seconds of going after a ball. Number one, not surprisingly, is Tampa Bay's Kevin Kiermaier.
Shocked.
At 2.9, and that is just a couple hundredths ahead of Guillermo Heredia, his teammate, with Tampa Bay. So two Tampa Bay outfielders are at the top of the league in this particular measurement. Who is the highest ranked Cub outfielder in jump, checking in at seventh best in all of baseball?
I would bet it's Albert Almora.
It is Albert Almora.
Yeah.
Albert Almora at 1.3. The list, the top 10 is Kiermaier, Heredia, García, then Harrison Bader, Joey Rickard, Jackie Bradley Jr., Albert Almora, Odubel Herrera, Jared Dyson, and Lorenzo Cain.
Off the top of my head, if you took that top 10 and measured by sprint speed, I think Almora would probably be either 9th or 10th on that list. Everybody else is a pretty speedy dude. Almora, not so, not that he's slow necessarily, but he's not top end fast, and that's where his skill set gets so preternaturally awesome, is the fact that he reads the ball so well and does not make mistakes afterward.
And of course you're asking, who's the worst at this? And I will tell you, the guy who's the worst is so by far the worst.
Any chance he's also a former White Sox?
Yes, indeed.
I thought Melky Cabrera might make this.
Wow. That at negative 5.4. feet below average, Melky Cabrera at the very bottom of all qualified MLB players.
So
I was a little surprised to see how bad Christian Yelich is, too.
Oh, that's interesting.
For an absolute top-end MLB player to be at negative 3.7, he's 95th out of 100.
So Melky Cabrera was always one of my favorite outfielders to watch because of exactly that. And I think that there is something, like in football, you have on-ball skills, right? The go-up-and-get-it type guy, your Alshon. Once that ball is up there, can you go up and get it? In baseball, there's something similar. If you've gotten yourself toward the baseball,
right,
there is then that next skill set that lets you, you know, either be athletic enough or read it enough to catch it. So you can be a bad outfielder. You can take bad reads and things like that, but also be athletic enough to get to a ball that you've somehow arrived at. And Melky was the perfect blend of awful outfielder, but if he got himself to the baseball, it was always entertaining to watch him bring it in because he was just athletic enough to make it look good.
I just noticed this, that the producers, because we're not looking the producers in the eye at the moment in our culinary studio here at the Score, they're making fun of me because I said I was cold. And I told them, can we turn the temperature up? Because we always have this, because Mully and Haw like to broadcast from a meat locker.
Well, sure, but
and it's Dan doesn't have legs.
It's understandable because Les Grobstein likes to be in a steam room where he raises his death's head moths from Suriname.
Mung beans.
Yes, whatever.
He sprouts them.
Growing in the studio or on his body somewhere. We don't know. So they make it cold, and we come in, and I don't know how to reset this thermostat. So the producers from the Bernstein and McKnight account just tweeted out, update, Dan Bernstein is cold. Caller 6 to the Score's contest line gets to come in and hold him gently until construction is completed, with an asterisk. The asterisk says caller 6 will absolutely not get to or want to come in and hold Dan gently until construction is completed.
I am interested in knowing if there are any Score listeners interested in holding Dan for a portion of the show.
And knowing our listeners,
I can think of a couple that would.
There are probably
holding him gently.
Yeah, it has to be gently.
It has to be gently.
That there are some who could probably warm me up in a hurry, no doubt. We got the Midday Midway coming your way. I have a brilliantly designed idea by a grocery store that backfired on them because it was executed too well. It was so clever, it was so good that it backfired on him. I also have a crime of opportunity that I've always kind of thought about. I think everybody does. This guy actually did it rather than just thinking about it.
News of a sequel we didn't know we needed, and also local vandalism has hit our fair burg. The Midday Midway is on the way. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Well, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The warmer weather is here, and maybe it's time to switch up your sheets and comforters to something a little breezier, lightweight, and soft. Well, look no further than brooklinen.com, the newest linen collection with a beautiful assortment of colors, 500,000 happy sleepers and counting. And these are beautiful, airy linen pieces. They can give your bedroom a chic, relaxed feel, providing you the ultimate comfort. You got to check it out, because Brooklinen has taken out all the things you don't need and gives you just what you do. And that means you're not going to a department store. You don't have a salesperson yelling at you about thread count or telling you about some magical cotton from faraway land somewhere. It's just great sheets and comforters at a fraction of the price. Luxury hotel quality stuff. I have it. I love my Brooklinen sheets. And right now, Brooklinen.com has this exclusive offer. Just because you're listening, you get 10% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DAN at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets and comforters and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get it, 10% off and free shipping, is the promo code DAN at Brooklinen.com. It's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code DAN. It's Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever.
What's the difference between good and great? Good tells you why they're better. Great proves it every day. At Great Clips, greatness isn't just in our name, it's in everything we do. From our highly skilled stylists to saving your haircut details and clip notes to saving you time with online check-in. Getting your haircut at Great Clips means never having to settle for good enough again. And with over 4,000 salons across the U.S. and Canada, it's easy to find a Great Clips location near you. Download our online check-in app today. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Napa know-how.
At Napa Auto Care Centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, which is cause to celebrate. Because normally the sound of screeching brakes means your bank account's about to take a hit. But getting $75 back makes that hit not so bad. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you a whole lot covered for less. But this State Farm radio ad gets you this jam covered for free.
Cover it all, but nothing at all. I want my premiums to fall by combining policies for home and auto. Cover it all and have.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's Home Services to help install windows, heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels. Nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done. With licensed local pros, backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remain a balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines without auto-pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Flo with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said good night, capri pants. Go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Brought to you by ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. We started out by talking about a very strange outcome last night. It was a weird end of game in Game 5. It is now a 3-2 NBA Finals series, the Toronto Raptors leading. And at Scotiabank Arena, you had a victory that didn't feel as much like a victory because the Golden State Warriors staved off elimination but lost Kevin Durant to what appears to be a ruptured Achilles tendon. And frankly, we're playing the blame game. We're just trying to figure out who knew what, who took what knowing risk or unknowing risk, and just trying to understand how something like that could have been allowed to happen.
At 11, we'll see how the dominoes may fall with Mark Deeks, one of our favorite NBA guests. That'll be a fun part to this conversation as well. We talked with Joe Sheehan, the smart folks at Baseball Savant have a brand new stat. We took a look at that and where some Cubs and White Sox sit on them. And we played Guess Who That Player Is, and it was Edwin Encarnacion. And I didn't see it coming. He's had a hell of a career. All right, so we're always keeping an eye out for news, signs of the end times here on the Midday Midway, and I think I may have one. This from the Associated Press. Scientists are predicting a near-record Gulf of Mexico dead zone, where the water holds too little oxygen to sustain marine life. Did you know that this existed? That this is a constant thing? I didn't realize that this was a constant. A major factor contributing to the large dead zone this year is the abnormally high amount of spring rainfall in many parts of the Mississippi River watershed. That led to record amounts of water carrying large amounts of fertilizer and other nutrients downriver. So I guess those fertilizers and nutrients then feed algae in the Gulf of Mexico.
You get the bloom. Yep.
They die and then decompose on the seafloor, and that uses up oxygen. And then there's this 7,800 square mile mass, roughly the size of Slovenia, for those of you Slovenians who listen to the show.
I can picture that easily.
Or basically the landmass of Massachusetts, where there can be no life in the Gulf of Mexico. So there we are. We're creating dead zones in large bodies of water, which would otherwise be teeming with life. And now we've killed it.
That's the same area where we talked about the tiger sharks that were feeding on songbirds because they learned that the thunderstorms that created these rains and the flooding were pushing down these schools or flocks of migratory birds. And then the schools of baby sharks were coming up and eating the birds. And then the tiger sharks, the pregnant females, were learning to have their pups in those areas. And now that's all changed.
We are so screwed.
We've all thought about it. You see the pizza delivery guy gets out of the car or truck to deliver a pizza.
Yeah.
Sometimes they jump out without turning it off.
A lot of times.
Yeah, and you just think, you know, what if?
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, what if I just got in and became Pizza Man, the superhero origin story. Well, Great Falls, Montana. Court documents say a 20-year-old man stole a pizza delivery vehicle and was found with incriminating pizzas soon after. 20-year-old Isaac Wells on Sunday around 4:30 stole a Howard's Pizza truck. And I don't know Howard's Pizza. You've spent more time out in Big Sky Country than I have.
Still don't know Howard's.
There used to be a Hungry Howie's, I remember. I don't know Howard's Pizza. But an employee, Steve Kratiger, reported the stolen vehicle and said it not only had pizzas inside, but his personal cell phone. In total, the delivery truck was valued at $18,000. And several people later called and reported a Howard's Pizza delivery truck driving erratically towards the College of Technology. My guess is it's not coincidence.
We found our man.
I guess it's probably what you're looking for. So Wells allegedly ditched the truck at Aspen Apartments, grabbed pizza, and got into a light blue 90s Oldsmobile with four other people. And they tracked him down, and they found the stolen keys, pizza, and cell phone. And he smelled strongly of alcohol, according to reports.
And what were the BACs for everybody in that car?
He refused to take a breathalyzer test, but he was arrested and held on three counts of theft, driving without a valid license, reckless driving, unlawful possession of an intoxicating substance. But
well, Howard's Pizza is that good,
I will just say, I understand the feeling sometimes because you just think maybe it gives you a shot at something.
This news just out, did not realize we had this coming. Pretty sure I'm happy about it. You tell me.
Okay.
It's from The Independent. A new film featuring a character from Coen Brothers' classic The Big Lebowski has been completed. John Turturro is bringing back his character Jesus, Quintana, for Going Places, a comedy that begins with him getting out of prison after being framed as a pedophile. After years of reports, Turturro has now told The Independent he's completed an edit he's happy with. I had to tweak it a little bit, but now I feel good about it, he said. It's a bit of a racy movie. It shows how stupid men are. That's what the movie is kind of about. The women are stronger, more together characters. He also added that the film has been approved by Joel and Ethan Coen.
So what's their involvement?
Yeah, so it's got their, you know, it's got their blessing, it's got their imprimatur, but it's not their movie itself. Still, I think that I trust Turturro with this. Because name a movie he's bad in.
This is a remake of a 1974 French film of the same name that is being considered a spinoff of The Big Lebowski.
I thought it was inspired. I don't think it's a remake. I think it's
the Wikipedia calls it a remake.
Oh, okay.
It says, like the original Going Places, it follows a trio of sexually depraved misfits, played by Turturro, Bobby Cannavale, and Audrey Tautou.
Yeah, Susan Sarandon's in it as well, I think.
She is. She plays an ex-con. Sonia Braga is in it. Pete Davidson is in it.
No Big Lebowski characters are expected to show up in the film. However, Jeff Bridges has admitted he'd be up for doing a cameo as the dude in the movie. I think, often we do news of sequels here on the Midday Midway. I think this is one that doesn't suck as much as some of the other sequels we've reported are. I think I can get into this.
So there's a grocery store in Vancouver that really wanted to get people to start bringing their own reusable shopping bags. And this was instead of having the Chicago bag tax, they decided to try to come up with some creative ways to make people not want the store's plastic bags. And I don't know about you, I'm pretty good about that. I've got reusable bags because I don't want to pay. I don't want to pay the 7 cents. Every once in a while, you need to have some of those bags, so you got to pay the 7 cents. And the paper bags I use for recycling, so I get those as well. But I'm pretty good about it. So this is absolutely brilliant. So brilliant, it backfired on East West Market. They decided to make their bags too embarrassing to carry around.
Okay.
And this is a version of the Walmart fallacy. Not fallacy, but the what always happened to me when I shopped at Costco, I should say.
Okay.
When I shopped at Costco back in the day when we had little kids and it made sense, they give you some random container to bring things home in. Some random
old boxes. Sure.
And it was always like hemorrhoid cream or something. It's like, wow. And you set it on the garage, next to the garage in the back.
Jelly.
Right. And then I go, boy, Bernstein goes through a lot of lube. You know, so what they've done is on their plastic bags, one of them says it's from Into the Weird Adult Video Emporium. The second one is the Colon Care Co-op. And the third one is Dr. Taves' Wart Ointment Wholesale.
Yep, I'm going to need all those.
Right, so that's what's happening.
Those are collector's edition.
And of course, it's completely backfired, and now everybody is flocking to East West Market so they can get these supposedly embarrassing bags.
I'm going to make them into T-shirts. They're great.
Yeah, the Into the Weird Adult Video Emporium, and everybody wants. Not only are they not embarrassed, it's actually now a cool thing.
If you live in town, I've told you a couple of times, you ought to be following the folks at Block Club at Chicago.
Oh, it's great.
Hyper local news, individualized to each and every neighborhood around town. They do some really stellar hyper local reporting. This is from Kelly Bauer, and it reads thusly. A masked man is smearing poop on Bridgeport homes and cars.
What?
And sometimes hiding it under car door handles so the victims can't see it. That's happened at least a dozen times in recent weeks, with one person even catching the vandal on video as he rubbed fecal matter, either human or dog, no one's sure, on someone's car in late May.
What
are you doing? Late to work, Tony Wu of Bridgeport said he almost fell for the foul trick last week. Went to his car, was about to open the door when he spotted the stuff under the handle. Afterward, he talked to neighbors and posted to a Neighborhood Watch Facebook group, curious to see if anyone else had experienced anything similar. Comments poured in. Turned out there have been at least 15 incidents in the neighborhood over the last month, and half of them based on reports of Wu's that have gotten further than Bridgeport residents. So it's getting into this guy or person or whomever is getting into Chinatown now and is wiping stuff on cars and doors. If you know who this person is, turn them in. This is disgusting. It is gross, and it should not be happening in the fine neighborhood of Bridgeport or Chinatown for that matter. It's usually an early morning thing between 3 and 5 a.m. The culprit has been seen wandering the neighborhood with a duffel bag full of paper towels and what we assume has to be the material with which he smears. It appears to be a 30 to 40-year-old man, balding, wearing glasses, typically wears a mask. Be on the lookout for this person. He's up.
That's the Midday Midway. We do it every day right around 10:40. And coming up next, to one of the smartest and most informed NBA voices out there, Mark Deeks of Sky Sports NBA in London, is going to join us next with his thoughts on last night and all of the ramifications as we await the official injury news for what we're all pretty sure is obviously a ruptured Achilles tendon for one Kevin Durant. All that is coming your way next. Keep it here on The Score.
And Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Matt Nagy.
We're going to do what we do well. You know, obviously I can't say exactly what that is. I'd be giving our secrets away, but we're going to keep growing and we're going to work into what Mitch does well.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
So Father's Day is coming up, and you're thinking, well, I can get my dad something he loves. I can get him something he'll actually use, or I can get something that doesn't break the bank. Or you could do all three and save dad a few bucks along the way. And that's because of Harry's and Harry's.com. Quality, durable razor blades at honest prices, just $2 each. And here's the special offer for Father's Day. It's $5 off the Harry's shave set. And you can treat yourself or the man in your life to a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover. The way you do this is by using the code Chicago at Harry's.com. German-engineered blades that dad will appreciate year-round. And then when he restocks, he won't have to overpay, unlike he's probably already doing with a leading razor brand, just $2 each. So this Father's Day, just because you're listening, Harry's has this special offer. $5 off the shave set from Harry's with the code Chicago at Harry's.com. You get the razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for a total of just $3 and free shipping. Go to Harry's.com. Use the code Chicago to claim your offer.
7-Eleven has more drinks than times you've been caught singing in your car and random lyrics stored in your brain combined. Choose from flavor-filled Slurpee and Big Gulp drinks, crisp coconut water, energizing cold brew and hot coffee, fresh organic cold-pressed juices, invigorating energy drinks, cooling Pure Leaf iced tea, refreshing Ice Mountain 100% natural still and sparkling spring water, plus many more, only at participating 7-Eleven stores.
Welcome to the Taz Show with multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, award-winning podcaster, and morning show host on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Taz, and we like it all in the world of sports entertainment, wrestling, and beyond with special guests and more. Listen anytime on demand at radio.com. This show will always rock you to the core with strong opinions from yours truly. It's body-slamming excitement, I promise you. Download and subscribe to the Taz Show on the new radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Jed Hoyer is the general manager of the Chicago Cubs. Before the season, we learned from a report in The Athletic that it was in the plans for you and Theo to be around more, to be closer to the clubhouse.
The right way to run a business is to hire, you know, really good people to do those jobs and to trust them, and I think we do. And so looking over the shoulder of everyone isn't the right way to do that. That said, we also want to be really accessible, and that way, if problems arise, that people can get to us quickly, and maybe we can resolve some of those things a little bit more quickly than we did last year. So that was sort of the, like, how that came about, and I think we